Eliyam, what if you're going to tell me though? Leyude Gavra, that the purpose of Muid is that the owner should be warned three times, that he has to know to watch them. Leimru, Hanach Kamoi, Anan Mehevi Adinon, Debosa Shleshi Yomi, Osahani, Uneidle. If it's for the purpose of being made on the Gavra, so Rashi says, Abinu Gimu Yomim, Vyakon Nagicha Nagicha Sarach Lahoyed Biyomi, Vle Mishkachas Lodu Mishavile Muid, Elabi Gimu Yomim. According to this man, the Yama, that the owner has to be warned, so the three pair of Adam had to come in three separate days. If they came in three separate days, the question is, the first pair of Adam, why do they have to do with a Nezek Shalom of a Muad? Like, let the first pair of Adam say, we did not know that Yoshua was going to become a Muad. We're only saying Yoshua did damage one time. Like, if the Adam came, three different pairs of Adam, they came three separate days, so one pair does not know of the next pair. Said so, neither of them wanted to make the Shur into a Muad. As far as each Adis is concerning, they only wanted to make him into a Tam, to Mechayev Chatzin Ezek. So how do we say if we're Mazim all three pair of Adim, that the Adim have to pay the extra Chatzin Ezek, like for the Nezek Shalom? Why? Let each Aid say, like the Gemara says, Leim Ruhanach Kamor, let the first pair of Adim say, Anan Mihevi Adina Debosa Shleishi Yomi Osahani Maidlei. Are we supposed to know that another day or 2 days, Adam are going to come to make a Shur into a Muad, like we didn't have that Kavanah? Bishlang, if you learn the Muad is only that we know the Shur did damage. So we say the case could be talking about that all three pair of Adam came the same day to Bezdin. So then we say they made up between themselves to say false Adis, so they knew they're making them into a Muad. But if the Adam has to come separately to warn the Bailim, each Adis does not know about the Muad. Each Adis only thinks he's making a Tam. So what does it say, Kasha Zomim? They have to pay the extra Nezek Shalom, the extra Chatzi, to make it into a Nezek Shalom. Some Rav Ashi says that I'm Rishla Shemayit HaKamid Rav Kana, said over the Talach in front of Rav Kana, the Yomelin, he said to me, Uliyudei Tura Minicha, even if the Edom are only coming to tell us that the animal did Hezek three times, in three different days, and not to warn the owner. So he said it's true, all three pair of Edom could come the same day, to Bezdin, and one says, I saw him shtois on Monday, one says Tuesday, one says Wednesday. But still, v'leim rahanach basroi, let the last pair of Adam say, anan mino yadino dechol dekoi beidino liyasu debetura kosi. How does the third pair of Adam know that the first two came to say the shtor shtois already two times? Like, we don't know that. Anan lechiyu v'gavra paganuska asinan. Maybe also here, even if the Adam is only to say the shtor did damage, but how do we know the third pair of Adam came to make him into a Muad? Who says they know that the first two pair of Adam made him into a Tam two times already? True, they could come the same day to Bezdin, but even the same day, how was the third pair of Adam supposed to know that there were already two pair of Adam today in Bezdin? So Gemara says that's an Akash. The Gemara says, the Marmzi Rumuzi. We're talking about that we saw the ways these three pair of Adam were winking, like motioning one to another. So therefore we know that all three pair of Adam know what's going on, and they're all coming to say that this Shor is supposed to be a Muad, and it's not true, really the Shor is not a Muad. So therefore we have the Pasha of Kasha Zomam. You wanted to make the owner pay an extra Chatzin Nezek, more than Stam Chatzin Nezek of Tam. You wanted to make the Shor into a Muad falsely, so therefore we say you have to pay the extra 50% that you wanted in Mechayfin. So therefore again, if it's L'yudei Tura, that all three pair of Adam could be there in Bezdin the same day. So then there are cases that we see the way they winked to one another, so they know what's going on, so they have intentions to be mechayivim an extra chatzin ezek. But again, if it's only L'yudei Gavra for the person, so they have to come at three separate days, so then for sure, how does the third Adam know that there were already two Adam there, or how does the first Adam know there's going to be two more Adam coming? Sestel Likasha. Rav Ashi says, Kishabor Ritzufim. I'd say we're talking about that, if you hold again, Liyude Tura, just that we should know that the animal did damage three times, so it's possible that all three pair of Adam came the same time. Ritzufim means one after another they came to Bezdin. So they're all in Bezdin the same time, so like they all knew what's going on. So therefore they had intentions to make the Shor into a Muid, that's why we make them pay Kashazom on the extra Chatinezik. Ravina says another Teretz. Ravina says, "B'makirin bal hashor v'yein makirin es hashor." I tell you, we know the bal hashor, the yona, but we do not know the shor itself. So Rashi says, "Hukach Leniskavnu elalaseisa muid. The whole kavon of coming then is only to make the shor into a muid. Because if, let's say, I say, I know it was one of your axes that did damage, but we do not know which axe. Now, kol zaman it's a tam pays chatzin nezek migufay. You could only take away the shor itself. So if the Edim do not know, recognize exactly which shor did the damage, it's in vain to say your edus. Because you can't make the bialim pay anything, we don't know from which shor to take the money from. So what's your whole purpose of saying edus? Only to tell the only you should know your shor is going to become a muid. Like we know one of your shvarim did damage, and Rashi says the pshat is then that you're supposed to watch all of your shvarim then. Like once we tell you one of your shvarim did damage, since so, we're like warning you, watch your shvarim, watch all of them. Because you have one of them that's doing damage. And if that happens three times, therefore your animals become a muid. Since this could be a teretz, how we could have the case that the Edom Zemimim have to pay the extra chatzin ezek. Yeah. Like the kasher is, if we don't know which shor did the damage, so how do we make that shor into a muid? So Murataka says, the Amri, we say to the owner like this, you should know, Tura nigachno islacho bebekorcho. You have an axe that does damage in your bokor, in your corral. Iboyel lechol ntura lekule dikro. You should have watched your whole corral, all the animals. Since there's one of them that's doing damage, you have to be afraid, maybe that's the one that did it once, did it twice, and did it three times, and therefore you have a muid there. So therefore again, if the pshat is only liyude tura, then it's very good. Then we could have a case, how you could have these three edim to be zemimim, that they'll have to pay the extra chatzinezik. But according to the other man, the yom, it's a kasha if you say it's only liyude gavra. Iboy liyude, we have a question like this. Hameshasio kalboy shal chaveru bechaveroi. If you go and entice somebody's dog to bite somebody else, you start off with the dog, you make him wild, and now somebody else's dog bites somebody else. Maha, what's the locha? Mishasya vade potter. The one that started off with the dog to get the dog angry, wild, he for sure is potter. Because he's only a groma b'yalma, groma is potter b'nizokin. Balakel of my, what's the locha? There was the balakel of the owner of the dog, chayiv or not, the fact his dog now did damage to somebody. Me, I'm going to do, we say, Motsi Omalei, the owner of the dog could say, Ano my avidnalei, what did I do? Like, my dog normally wouldn't do the damage. Somebody started up with my dog, he caused the damage. So I'm not at fault. Oy, Dilma, maybe no, I'm going to lay, we tell you, listen, Kivon diyadis bekal b'chod, mishasiyalei, since you know that your dog could be excited by people, or mishasiyo, and then it'll do damage, you shouldn't have left your dog alone. Like you should have known this could happen. You should have known somebody could come and start up with your dog and get him angry, and then he'll go and do damage. So maybe the balakelev is chayiv. That's the shayla. Is the balakelev chayiv enough? So Gemara says, Omer Rab Zeira Toshima coming here. The tam, our Mishnah says, if a shor was a muid and later becomes a tam, how does it become a tam? So the Mishnah says, according to Rameya, sheyiyu atinoikus mamash mashim boy, if kids are playing with the ox, v'yena nageach, and it doesn't do any damage. That's a problem, that's a raya, proof that it's back to a tam. It's not going to do damage anymore. Shred the Gemara, dos mashim ha nage chayiv. If the axe does do damage, then the Baal HaShor is chayiv. Even though Luchuru, who caused the axe to do the damage? The kids. The fact the kids were playing with the axe, that aroused the axe, and that's why it did damage. So Luchuru, you see, the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaKelev is chayiv. Rabbi Yabai says, no, there's no proof. Miketoni Noga chayiv, does he say, if the Shor does damage, that the Baal HaShor is chayiv, Dilma maybe a Noga Loi have a tam. Maybe just means to say that if it does damage, it lohevei tam. Dilma honogach just means like this. If it does do damage, then lohevei tam. Then it does not come back to be a tam. Like the shor became a muid. And now if kids play with it and it does damage again, so it's still a proof that it's still a muid. But it could be, who negichol emechayiv. But it could be now when the axe does damage. Since it's doing it because the kids aroused it, so maybe the Baal HaShor has potter, you have no raya. Maybe the Baal HaShor has the right to say, what did I do? My shor by itself wouldn't have done the damage. It's only because the kids aroused it. So we have no proof if the Baal HaKelev is chayiv or not. Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says, Alocha, Shisa by it's a kelev. If somebody arouses, starts off with a dog. Shisa by Nocha, she starts off with a snake. And the snake goes and does damage, potter. So my love doesn't mean to say, potter Meshasiya, the one that starts off with him is potter, because he's a gorom only. But the chayiv Baal HaKelev, but the Baal HaKelev is chayiv to pay?
Screw, you see, even though somebody caused the dog to be aroused, still the Bala Keller should have known this and he's chayiv. Tomorrow says, Loi, it's no proof. Eima pota af mishasya. Maybe what you should learn is even the mishash, he's also pota. But who I didn't, the Bala Keller, maybe he's also pota, because he could say, it wasn't my fault, somebody else caused my dog to do damage. Omar Rava, so Rava says like this. Im tim tzaloim, if you want to tell me, ha mishasya kelbo shechaveru bechaveroi, chayiv, that if you start off with somebody's dog, and now the dog does damage to somebody else, the Bala Kelev is chayiv, because he should have known to watch his dog. What's going to be shis yehu bi'atzmai? What about if you start off with somebody else's dog, and now the dog bites you? The dog bites the one that started off with him. Potter. For sure in such a case, the Bala Kelev is potter. My time, what's the reason? Because the klal is called hameshana. If somebody does something different, you started off with the dog. Now the dog did a shino back to you, it's potter. You should know your potter. Yeah. We learned like before in Rosh Lakish's name, like you said, the Yom Rosh Lakish said the locker is shtei poros b'shus harabim. If you have two axes going in the b'shus harabim, two poros, two cows, achas revutso v'achas malechas. One is lying down in the middle of b'shus harabim, one is walking. Ubiya to malechas revutso. The one that's walking gives the kick. Does kerem. Back to the Ravutza, Petura, you should know your potter. Because the one that's lying down was Mishuna. And the one that's kicking is also Mishuna. So therefore, two Shinas is potter. Ravutza b'malechas, but the one that's lying down kicks. The one that's going, then Chayavis. Because that's regular, then you Chayav. Omalais, he said back to him, Noah, Noah bihi chayuv mechavinu. Could be in such a case, like Rosh Lakish said, I'll agree, no, that the Bala Shor is still Chayav. The Yarmina Levi said like this, Hith l'chor rishus l'zguya yolai. You only have a right to walk over me. True, if my shor is lying down, so the next shor has a right to walk over him. But levute b, let's look at reshusai. But you don't have a right to go and kick him. That you have no right. So that's called your shor by itself kicked the other shor. Therefore, in such a case, I'd say yechayiv. But over here, it's much different. Here, the case is somebody came and started up with my dog, and now my dog bit him back. So there it's a big iftur. The Bala Kelev has a right to say, like, you brought it upon yourself. Like, what do you want from me? You started up with my dog and my dog bit you, so you caused the hezek. You were the one that would gurum the hezek. That makes a iftur to the Bailam. But over here, the fact one shor is lying down, that does not cause the other shor to kick it. Like, true, you have a right to walk over it, but what gave the shor a right to kick it? Since it did a maisa keren, for that time it's chai. So it could be Rosh Lakish's halacha, it's not exactly this halacha. So the Mishnah, Shor HaMazik, what's going to be a Shor HaMazik? That means Keren, B'Rishus HaNizik. Let's say it does damage in the Rishus HaNizik itself. Your Shor goes into the Rishus HaNizik, and there it does Hezik of Keren. Case said, what's the case? Nogach, it goes there, Nogach, it pushes, Noshach, it bites, Robert, it lies down, Biyat, it kicks, B'Rishus HaRabim. So if the Shor, your Shor did these things, B'Rishus HaRabim, then for sure, Meshalim Chatzinezik. That's the locha that Keren Tam is chayiv, even Rishus Rabin, a chatinezik. What's going to be though if your Tam goes and does the damage Rishus HaNizik? True, it's only a Tam. But your Shor now goes into the Rishus of the Nizik, and it does the damage there in the Rishus HaNizik. How much do you have to pay? This is the famous machlokes, Rabbi Tarfin Oymen Nezik Sholem. Rabbi Tarfin says in such a case, if your Shor, through a mazik of Keren, went into the Rishus HaNizik, you have to pay Nezik Sholem. Even Tam pays a Nezik Sholem. We'll soon see why. The Chachamim Maimer know, Chatzin Nezik, it's only a Tam. Tam pays Chatzin Nezik at all times. Oh, Malem, Rabbi Tafin, Rabbi Tafin said back, Oma b'mokim shehekel ala Hashem v'yala regal b'shus Rabin. Maduch for the mazik of Shein in regal, which is potter b'shus Rabin. Shu potter hechmer alein b'shus HaNizik. If Shein in regal goes into the other person's fields and eats up there, or walks over his fruits, is l'shalom nezik sholem. The Torah says for Shein in regal, you have to pay nezik sholem. So b'rishus harabim yepoter, and b'rishus hanizik yechayev nezik sholem. If so, mokom shech merala keren b'rishus harabim l'shalom chatzin nezik. The mazik of keren we know is chayev b'rishus harabim. Otam has to pay a chatzin nezik. If so, isn't it for sure svaro shenachmer olav b'rishus hanizik? To say that now if your Keren, your Shor goes into the Rishus HaNizik, into the other person's fields, and does damage there, with his Keren, with the toldus of Keren, L'shalom Nezik Sholem? Isn't it for sure a svar, a kav, a chaymish, you have to pay Nezik Sholem? like Maduch Shein Veregulus Potter Brishus Arabim. Brishus Anizik Apez and Nezik Shalom. Karen that Chaye Vechatsi Nezik in Brishus Arabim. For sure, Brishus Anizik should be Chaye Venezik Shalom. Omru Loi, and this the Chum said back to Reb Tarfin, Dayoi Lovim in Adin Lias Kanodin. It's enough. Dayoi means it's enough. To make the Kavachoyim, it can't be better from the place you're learning it out from. You're learning out Karen from Brishus Arabim. Mab Rishus Arabim Chatsi Nezik, just like Karen Brishus Arabim only pays a Chatsi Nezik. After Shuzan Nezik Chatzin Ezek, like you're using the Kal V'Chaim to say that Karen paid B'Shuzan Rabin Chatzin Ezek. So sure, you learn out that even B'Shuzan Nezek is Chayiv, but you can't learn out more. Daya means enough from where you're learning it out from. So you can't learn out more from Chatzin Ezek or B'Shuzan Rabin. Omar Lehem, Rav Tachlin said back like this: Afani even me also.